Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the program today. We have an exciting topic we're going to talk about today. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning just saying thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone that will come on Blog Talk today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the guest that's intending on coming on, dear Heavenly Father, today, dear Heavenly Father. Let something be said that will draw someone out in radio land, computer land, television land, will draw closer to thy bleeding side, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this program, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. And Lord, we're going to continue on giving you the glory. We're going to continue giving you the praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, the start of August, we changed our format quite a bit this time. So today our broadcast is going to be on connected and growth for the body of Christ. And for all those Bible scholars, we'll be coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 11th through the 16th verse. But first of all, let me give you a little synopsis of what we're going to talk about today. You know, church membership is not like a football. There should be no spectators. The body of Christ wasn't designed to operate as an organization where the supporters come and give their money and watch the hired player do all the work. We're all participators. Everyone has a role to play in the body of Christ. Everyone is needed. That's how the body of Christ grows and fulfill its mission. Do you have a role in the church? I'm asking you that question today. You're probably saying, well, yes. Well, what's your role in the church? Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, growing into a matured man or woman with a astute measure by Christ's fullness. So today we're going to break down these verses, starting with verse 14, 11, and going on through. And the word of God was saying in Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. You know, when you think about that, he personally gave some all these gifts. But let's look at this a moment. Jesus supplied the church with people. He had gifted in various ways to fill all the roles needed for the church mission. It's God's mission, not our mission, you all. The role mentioned in Ephesians 4 through 16 do not make up an exhaustive list of leadership positions within the church, but they are important. I would not list them all today. I give you just a few to touch base. You know, the apostle and the prophet, these leaders make up the foundation of the early church. The apostle had been with Jesus doing his ministry or had witnessed his post-resurrection appearance. The prophet preached the gospel. They foretell the future what God have given to them. You know, the evangelist, the part she played, people in the church tasked with sharing the gospel and seeking a response to it. The evangelists go out. They don't just stay in the sanctuary. They go out and minister. The pastor and the teachers, these roles likely were combined or complementary. They involve nurturing, protecting, feeding, and supervising the flock. The pastor has sheep that God has given to him. The teacher come up and teach those that are there in the body of Christ. You know, church leaders are not gifted to do all the work of the ministry themselves. Some pastors feel that they have to do everything in the church. No, from Ephesians and further in the Word of God, it's telling you he have given you people that he have sent in to the body of Christ that will help you fulfill the task God have given to you. You know, they are gifted so that they can train the saints. That's all the rest of us as believers to do the work of ministry. Well, when you have been given the gift from God, not man, not the books, but from God, you are to train the ones coming in under you. You have been taught, you have been trained, so you are to open up and train others. You know, every member has a function in the body of Christ, so no one should feel left out. Either you're doing the work of the ministry or you're equipping others to do the work of the ministry in some form or fashion. You know, those are the only options. You know, the words translated training, it simply means caring, the idea of restoring something to its original condition or making something complete. You know, over in verse 12, it was saying for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And when we broke that down, for the training of the saints and the work of ministry is to build up the body of Christ. You know, this kind of training and equipment or perfecting is needed to prepare believers for service and doing God's work. Now, if they don't know what they're to do or how to do it, that's when that training come in. Everyone may not train with the same thing. Everyone may not teach everybody the same way. But if we go from scriptures and let the Holy Ghost lead you, you will be able to be on the right track. You know, when I went over and listened and read to Paul understood his role as an equip of other believers. Do you understand your role today and whatever faith you are in, whatever sanctuary you are in, or you understanding the equipment God have given. Not what somebody say that they feel you can do, but what God say he know you can do. What God have given you, you were perfected. But when somebody else gave you something or a title, you trying to live up to man and woman expectation. But are you living up to God expectation? You know, we proclaim him, warning and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone matured in Christ. You know, Paul delegated tasks. He enlists people to pray for him and rely on the help of co-workers. That means we are to pray for one another. You know, church members need one another in order to grow in Christ. You can't do it single-handed. That means you need others in the body of Christ. When you come together, you need to be connected. You need to have growth. You need to have members where you connect. The word said where two or three are gathered in thy name, he would be in the midst. You don't have to have 1,000 or 1,000,000,000. You can start off with the amount God have given you and increase your connection, increase your growth. You can increase the membership. God will give you the members as he see fit. You know, when you think about that, in other words, Paul understood his role as a servant of Christ. He understood that every member has a role to play in the body of Christ. Now remember, when you was a kid, couldn't wait to grow up, a lot of you all that may come to the archives later for this program, maybe you long for the day you had turned 13 and officially became a teenager. Or you dream of your 16th birthday and that prize driver's license. I have so many people on the other line that is so glad that they have gotten their driver's license. But what they fear to think about, do you have a car? Then the next thing, do you have a job to pay for your car insurance while you're driving your parents' car? Because that insurance going to skyrocket. I'm just telling you some tidbit that you may not realize at the age of 16. You know, but then you realize when you became 18, that's the age when society would finally recognize you as an adult. And then you yearn to be 22, finishing with college and on your way to the real world. We should also strive for spiritual maturity as believers in the body of Christ, as of those natural things that I said. But when you start getting spiritual, God provides his children with various gifts so we can help one another grow. And in Ephesians 4:13, the word of God said, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fulfillment of Christ, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, growing into mature man and a status measure by Christ. Fulfillment. When you think about that, my. You know, Paul said God's goal in providing his church with workers at that time and still now. Some people think this has been abolished. No, God still is working with this in the Word of God. Read your Bible. It's in your Bible on your pages if you have not told your pages out. His workers include apostles, prophets. People fear there's no prophets today. No, some people are mistaken. God still give us prophets today. He still give us apostles. God give us evangelists. And he still give us pastors that are to shepherd the flock. And he give us teachers to teach. It is to build up the church so that we all reach unity in the faith and knowledge of Jesus and become mature. I'll ask you a question today. Somebody may want to tune in and say something. How do we assess our spiritual growth? Then my next question to you, how do we measure maturity? You know, then the answer came in verse 13 that I read. What a stature measured by Christ's fullness. You know, the life of Christ is our target. It was Paul's consuming goal to know Christ more, to know the power of his resurrection, and to share in the fellowship of his suffering. You'll find that in Philippians 3 and 10. So anytime I'm coming from the word, I will give you scripture to back up what I'm saying. He wrote, not that I have already reached the goal or am already fully mature, but I make every effort to take hold of it because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. You'll find that in Philippians 3 and 12. You know, therefore, we measure our spiritual maturity by grudging our action and attitude in comparison with the action and the attitude of Christ. You know, Jesus lived to please God. He put others above himself. He patiently endured suffering. He loved the unlovable and forgave the undeserving. Now, just think about that. Those that you feel that you can't love, God loved the unlovable. And you feel that you can't forgive, God forgave the undeserving. No matter what somebody did to you or you thought they did, go to God, repent, ask him for forgiveness. You holding up your own blessing. You know, that's our goal for spiritual growth and maturity on the things I just give you. Thankful we don't work toward that goal on our own. God equipped his people with gifts that enable them to help one another grow, to be like his son. And you know, at this time, I will pause in case anyone would like to come on and give any comments at this time. We had a guest that were to come on, but she called to let me know something was wrong with her phone. It kept cutting on and off. But you know, that's all right. I assured her we would have her on another future program because we're not going to give the enemy no place for the devil. We're not going to do that on Joy and Peace. You know, we're connected in growth for the body of Christ today. We are not disconnected. We are connected. So at this time, I will play us another song. Please do stay on the line, and we will be back with something else. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My guest called in. She's trying to use two phones because one is going out. But we're going to go on it. I told her just come on in if she can. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, we love to call on his name. You know, having a poor foundation in the truth of scripture make you susceptible to all kind of false teaching that can lead you away from God. You know, this is another reason we need one another within the church. Paul constantly battled false teachers who infiltrate churches and led people astray. His remedy, identified in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, was to ensure churches was built up with matured believers grounded in the truth. That's what God knows. You know, he wants you that's true believers, that's matured, for y'all to step up to the plate. Start teaching. Stop sitting back on those pews. God have a door open for you where you can teach, you can minister. If you're somewhere where you can't teach or minister, God got a place for you. Don't let your gift die sitting on the pew. You know, and knowing the truth is key to discerning falsehood. You know, he contrasts the lies and deceit of false teachers with the importance of believing and speaking the truth in love. We can do things in love. We don't have to be mad with people. We don't have to treat them nasty. We don't have to slam them from the floor or from the pulpit. If you have an issue with somebody, go to that person and talk to them in love. You don't have to cast no doubt in the congregation. We got to be connected and grow for the body of Christ. We don't need to separate the body of Christ. We need to bring them together. You know, speaking the truth in love means honesty with people about reality, such as sin, and how God view our rebellious against him. You know, people forget about that word called sin, and they think they can continue on doing things the way they've been doing without going to God and repenting. Today, we are talking about church members need one another in order to grow. You need to grow together, not pulling each other apart. It means we communicate that message with humility. It's a lot of people that don't have humility. But it also means we don't compromise the teaching of Scripture when it comes to essential of our faith. And, you know, I had four things that I jotted down, essential such as Jesus is the only way to salvation. Not me, not nobody, only Jesus is the only way to salvation. We can't save ourselves by our own good works, no matter how many good works that you're doing. That's not going to save you. That's what the word is saying. We can only be made righteous by repenting of our sin and trusting in Jesus for our forgiveness. The fourth one I had, God expects his children to live holy lives. That means people have stop living holy. They don't put holiness on the back burner. That's a way of life. That's not religion. That's a way of life, living holy. You know, with Christ as the head of the church and with each member working together in submission to him, the whole body gets stronger. Today I would ask you, what advice would you give someone seeking to balance speaking truth and showing love? That's one of the questions I'm giving you today. Another question I'm throwing out there today to you. What does it look like to measure spiritual maturity based on the fullness of Christ? Think on that this week or today. And the next question I would ask, when have you felt fully equipped to carry out important tasks that God have given to you? And just think about it. What obstacle keep you from equipping others of being equipped themselves? Think about those questions that I give you today. And then you can know how to connect and grow for the body of Christ. You have too many people in the body of Christ don't know which way to go. They are lost. They come for strictly entertainment. They leave out the same way they come in. They go to the altar and go back to their seat. Nothing have changed. They get baptized, fried devil, and come up a wet devil. When you think about that, you know it should be a change that should come about. Just hold on. Someone is trying to get me. Praise God. Praise God. Had a caller call all the way from San Francisco, California. Praise God, praise God. You know, when you think about the title, Connect and grow for the body of Christ. You know, who helped you grow? Think about that. When you was in your childhood, can you remember who helped you grow? When you grow to your adolescence, do you know the individual who contributed to your spiritual growth? When you came over to adulthood, do you know who helped you in your spiritual growth during the following seasons of your life? Think about that. How are you currently contributing to the spiritual growth of others? These are some questions we should ask that's in the body of Christ so we connect with others. Because so many people in the body of Christ is disconnected. They don't know which way to go. They don't know who to listen to. They don't feel they're being taught right. And you wonder why the fellowship is dropping off. People, I ask people questions every day, whether by phone, in person, in the store, anywhere I go. Are you in church? Not just sitting on a pew. Are you matured enough? Are you serving God what he told you to do? Or what you doing what people say do, or what you doing what God say do? You know, it's a difference. A lot of people like to put you on different positions and on different programs, and you don't feel comfortable. The reason you don't feel comfortable because that's not what God assigned for you to do. Do you know your purpose in the body of Christ? Are you doing what God told you to do, or are you sitting there being passive for someone else? Are you going to sit there and die on the pew, or are you going to rise up to the occasion what God has called you to do? Connected and grow for the body of Christ. You know, coming down to the last of my broadcast, you have a responsibility to equip others for ministry or engage in ministry yourself. I have some practical ways to fulfill that responsibility and join the movement towards spiritual growth. I hope you have with you. I'm going to give you these three things real quick, short and sweet. Be a participator, not a spectator. Identify a specific and a practical way to serve others in your church and community. Get equipped with the Holy Spirit as your guide. You heard me say Holy Spirit, not the men and women along the wayside, the Holy Spirit. Seek out someone older and wiser you can ask to pour into your life as a spiritual mentor. People that is older have been through the things that you haven't even got to yet. They can teach you. They can be spiritual mentors to you. And my last one, least but not last, balance your speech. When issues or conflict arise during the week, make a conscious effort to speak the truth in a way that others also demonstrate love. My last question to you today, what's your role in the church? Just think about it. Is it getting on the field and helping your team, the body of Christ that strive for growth and spiritual victory in the world today? Those are the words I leave with you today. Connected in growth for the body of Christ. I thank you so much for listening in to Joy and Peace today. Please do come back next week. We will have another exciting topic that's for you. So please tune in. Don't lose the number. Remember, I love you. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all that's listening to this broadcast now or will listen to it later in the archives. And until later, peace be upon your life. Have a wonderful week. Love you from Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott from Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
there is healing.